Welcome to the How to Be a Minimalist podcast. My name is Katie and I'm your host. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope that you enjoy the show. If you're looking for all of the previous episodes, they have been archived on Patreon. You can access that for $5 a month. There's a link in the details of this episode so that you can easily find access to that. This is episode number 127, Why Simple Living is Important to Me. Hey there, minimalists. It's good to be back this week. I will tell you what, I always feel bad when I miss a week. I tried so hard and I could not fit it in last week. And this week has been a challenge as well, but I found a moment. So this episode might be brief, but we've got a moment and I'm going to record real quick. And I just needed to check in and say hi and also to let you know that we're still working on minimalism here. So I hope that you enjoy this episode and I'm sorry for my absence last week. To fill you in a little bit on some of the things that I've been doing that have been keeping us busy, there have been a lot of things that my husband has been doing at his work. The last couple of weeks, I have been volunteering for a church youth activity that I was helping to plan and prepare. There are tons of family celebrations that occur in the spring for us. We have been spending a lot of time saying goodbye to friends. So a lot of really important things to do, but it has been pretty intense and very emotionally charged for quite some time. It has also been so busy, and that combination of high intensity emotions with a lot of volume as far as the activity amounts, it has me like really appreciating those moments where life is simple and I don't have to think about the fact that we're moving and saying goodbye and life is going to be very different. There are a lot of unknowns, and those simple things, they're very, very grounding. And I kind of wanted to talk about that today. The number one reason I love simple living is that I feel so much peace when I am practicing it. It is amazing how calm I feel when I'm actively trying to assess our schedule, look into what needs to be done, what we don't necessarily need to do. Not only do I find ourselves in situations that are lower stress as far as activities go, but when I schedule something, it gets my full attention. I'm really present and I'm really focused on being there and participating to the fullest extent that I can. There used to be a lot of negative connotation around the word introvert, but I am totally an introvert, and I have had a lot of people argue with me about whether I'm an introvert or not, because I am a very social person and I tend to not be awkward, generally speaking, around other people. I like people. I like hanging around people, and I will absolutely say yes to a lot of different things, and I generally enjoy them. The thing that I struggle with, though, is the energy. This is probably the very best comparison description I've ever heard of extrovert versus introvert, and it's the way each gets energy. And basically, extroverts get their energy from being around other people, and they're very much revived by that and energized by that, while an introvert gets a little bit drained from those situations. I kind of feel like an hourglass when I'm in social situations, and I can tell when I'm getting low energy and when I'm feeling like, okay, I need to just go and chill somewhere for a little bit. And it's not that I up and leave somewhere or anything like that. I am very much aware of it inside of myself. And I know when it's time. The amount of rejuvenation time that I need is also very different. When I schedule something, I'm able to prepare for it so that when I go into it, my energy, you know, my hourglass is full. And simple living allows for that, because I am being very choosy about what I say yes to, because I know I only have so much energy, and that makes a huge difference. It makes me aware, and it makes me very aware of quality over quantity, and making sure that if I know I don't have a bunch of time to offer or a bunch of energy to offer, even if I want to say yes to something, I can kind of form it into something that will be a compromise, maybe. Or find some other way to make sure that my loved one knows I want to spend time with them and I appreciate them. And I'm not like saying no to everything, but also making sure that I can give them my best. Another major benefit of simple living for me is the usual mundane tasks get done. The other day we had nothing planned, and I had done that on purpose because last weekend was so busy, so packed, so full. I knew I needed one day before this last weekend because we have company coming, which is so fun. And actually, I am recording this in the middle of us hanging out. So everyone kind of was going to do something different for a minute. So I was like, I'm going to get this podcast in. So we're having an amazing time. Dear friends, it's wonderful. But between these two weekends, I knew I needed one day just to be able to get a lot of things done. So I made sure I said no to pretty much everything on this day last week. I made bread. I made muffins for breakfast. I ground wheat into flour. I got all of the extras in as far as homeschooling goes. I got the house really, really clean. Like, it hadn't been that clean in a long time. I was able to do some organizing. I made sure that I exercised really well that day. And I made sure that everything was done well. I often get bored of the mundane tasks, but on that day, I was so present with every single one of them, and I felt pride and I felt happiness as I worked. It felt good. Like, it made me happy to do all of those things. And I often don't feel that way when I'm doing them. I'm just like, well, I had to get the laundry done, so I did it, and whatever, you know, I'm not even thrilled about it. And it's just kind of a machine type of way of responding to it. It was just necessary, so I did it. But on that day, I like felt good about everything that I was doing. And I know that it was because I had been so busy that it actually made me appreciate not only having the time to do these things, but having a change of pace was so nice as well. I know we need spice in life, but we also need those basic things that keep us going and keep our lives orderly and on track, and they are very stable things, and they make a house a home a lot of times, at least for me. Like, I don't feel like our house is a home unless those niceties are kind of done, like the domestics, and they're beautiful. They're so never ending, some of these things, but there's something about having all of the laundry done, or having all of the dishes done and put away, and having a warm meal come out of the oven or the pot or whatever. There's something so nice about that. And in my case, I do those things because I love my family. There are a lot of things I could take shortcuts on or I could do differently, but I do those things the way that I do them because I love my family and I want them to know it. There are just a lot of days where I'm like, yes, I love you and I got this done, and so here you go. But on that day last week, I did everything with pride and love. And I really felt the difficulty of my work, but I felt appreciation for it. I knew that every task that I did was like a little blessing for my home. And it felt good. I think that simple living allows, if you take the moment to look at those things and appreciate your work, it allows for you to look at your house and say, I did this. I made it nice. And this is a great place to be. If I am in such a fast pace of life, I can't even take a moment to pause and notice those things. So that was a very nice thing on that day, and actually kind of surprised me because I often feel like these are just things that have to get done. And so I don't really ever stop and appreciate them. My third reason that I really appreciate simple living is that there's more time for self-care. If you've been listening to this podcast for very long, you will know that I really appreciate self-care. I feel like it's really important, and I feel like a lot of people don't get enough of it, or we do things in an attempt to participate in self-care, but it's not actually fulfilling us. So we're doing things that are not really that great for us. They're not actually rejuvenating us. Pursuing self-care and figuring out what that means to us, I think, is very important. Lately, there has been very little time for self-care. There's been very little time for pursuing of hobbies or goals or anything like that. It has been highlighted to me how much I value those things even more, not having the time for being able to accomplish them. In spite of being super busy, we have made moments here and there to do little things. Like the day after my big cleaning day, I told my husband, can you please do this with the kids so that I can just be here and quiet. I ended up cleaning a bunch of stuff, but then I sat down and I quietly ate a meal, and it was so nice. It was my self-care that I needed. I needed just to be quiet and to be still. And I got that little moment. For me, making time for self-care is a matter of speaking up, and my family is always very obliging and sweet about it. It's easier when it's not so busy, but I think that's something that I'm looking forward to with the move. Even though I'm sad and dealing with a lot of emotions and kind of processing all of that stuff internally, I know that when we move, it will mean a change of pace. And I know that that will probably mean a lot of busy stuff. Honestly, it will. And I'm aware of that. But there will come a point where we are kind of in the groove in the new location. And I'm excited about finding new activities and fulfilling things that will be good for me and for my family. And so I think that that will be a very nice thing to return to. And when we have moved, I want to really make sure that we continue on our simple living practices. These are a few things that I love about simple living, but it's definitely difficult to achieve them at times. I think what I'm learning from the last few months and still striving to get moments of simple living in, at least, and moments where we can slow down, is that constantly evaluating what is totally necessary is very important. I think that we all will fall into very busy lives if we are not constant in and active in our schedule building. If we passively let things occur, we'll be swamped. It's hard to say no to people. It's hard to say no to activities, especially when you want to do all of those things, but know that you deep down can't do it, or else your life will be a little too full with things that you can't possibly do well or be super present for. I think this is where practicing minimalism really helps to set a person up for simple living, because as you evaluate a lot of different things in your life and say, no, I don't need this anymore, I need to let this go, or whatever, you're able to let go of certain things on your schedule or make sure that what you let onto your schedule is very important. But I'm learning that this is something that I need to be very aware of and constantly evaluate, so that what is in our lives is really important, and having moments where we can slow down is very valuable and also something that we need to continuously strive for. My minimalist challenge today is do one thing to slow down this week, even if it's just for 5 minutes. I know everyone is busy. A few friends of mine and I were talking recently, and we decided that everyone seems to think that May is the perfect month to schedule all school activities, all concerts, all sports games and different things like that. We were kind of laughing about it, and they're all really great things, but it is amazing how there are ebbs and flows in the busyness of life. So if you are in that moment where things are really busy right now, which I'm hearing from a lot of people, it is kind of a busy time, or the next time you're in a busy moment, even 5 minutes to breathe or to sit down to have a cup of tea, it can be such a calming thing and kind of grounding and a moment to think about what's really important in life. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Remember, it is all about the experiences, not the stuff. And I will see you next time.